evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, there is outrage after the early release of 11 men convicted in the gang rape of Bilkis Banu during the Gujarat riots. Bilkis was gang raped and her three-year-old daughter was among seven killed by a mob on the 3rd of March 2002 in one of the most horrific crimes that one has heard of. The release of these men who you see over there came yesterday on Independence Day, the same day that the Prime Minister spoke about women's empowerment. The release of these men who got sweets and garlands when they came out of prison comes despite an order from the centre that a remission of a sentence should not be granted to those who've been convicted of rape. The Gujarat government, which cleared the order, went ahead and did it anyway. On the show tonight, Bilkis Banu's lawyer will also be joined by the AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi. But an entire generation of young Indians would not have been there when the horror of the Gujarat riots took place. This was what Bilkis Banu told us about what she had to endure, her ordeal on that fateful day.
हमारे परिवार वालों को मारने लगे, सब पकड़ पकड़ के कपड़े फाड़ डाले सबके, फिर सबको मार डाला मेरे सामने.
Absolutely horrific. Well, joining us now, we've a special guest with us. We've got Shobha Gupta, Bilkis Banu's lawyer. Shadan Farasa joins us, as does Deshratha Nigam. We'll be joined by Asaduddin Owaisi later on this program. Shobha Gupta, has Bilkis Banu in any way reacted to what happened yesterday with the release of these 11 men?
Sorry?
Has Bilkis reacted to the release of these 11 men?
Yeah, she is in acute shock.
Are you going to challenge this, ma'am, legally?
Not yet decided what to do.
Does she want to challenge it legally? I mean, you're obviously
advising her. She has still to come to terms to the, you know, for her, the battle was over with the last order of Supreme Court in 2019.
Yes.
When the compensation was granted, which was the highest ever compensation in a rape case in this country. So, you know, and she was not learning to live her life peacefully. In fact, the judgment also noted, Justice Gogoi very precisely noted, the then Chief Justice, that she was for all those 20 years running from one place to another place just for her safety. She had started to learn to live in peace without running from one place to another place, hide herself, look for her securities. And this has, I can't even tell you, Vishnu, in words, like what she's into, what kind of thing the family is into right now. They don't know how to react. They don't know what to do. For last 2 days, Yaqub, her husband, was calling me and he said, ma'am, is there something Supreme Court has done? There are some rumors in the village. People are talking. There are sweets circulated. They are saying Supreme Court has granted them early release. I said, what are you talking? Nothing of that stuff happened. And we have no news about it. We had to dig up everything only after getting to know. And it's a shocker. Believe you me, even I am not even been able to come to terms to yet.
Is it a shocker because on the one hand, you've got the centre which in guidance to states has said that rape convicts shouldn't be given remission, and yet the state government goes ahead and does it anyway?
Yeah, why centre alone? Even the Supreme Court in their n number of judgments, even constitutional bench judgments, the policy of remission has always been very clear. Remission, Supreme Court says in a latest constitutional bench judgment, it's not a matter of right. It is something, a benefit can be given when the accused pass out a test of certain factors to meet. Now, cases like this, we don't even expect a remission would be, asked for, and a court is, the government is granting, not even court. Here, the government has granted them.
Ma'am,
what is this matter? It's not a simple 302. It's not a simple, very, no rape case is simple. But it is gang rape for more than one person. a 302. The whole world has seen the fight of this lady for 20 years. Like, it is unbelievable. What are you talking? What are we into? What are we up to? Like, ask me, I have no words to even understand this. What are we up to now? A matter like this, bulk remission order. Just imagine the situation of this lady. She is living just door next door. 11 of the accused, one has died, otherwise they would have been 12. 11 of her rapists are out on road. Whenever they used to come out on parole, she would be in trauma. She would be fearing her safety. I'm not saying as if tomorrow they are going to kill her or do something to her. The fact is the fear factor.
What is she going to do about that fear factor? Are you going to, are you worried about her physical safety with these men being out? Are you going to shift location? Are you going to get more security for her?
Honestly, can't even say all that on a national TV, but the fact remains, none of us know what to do. Honestly, we don't have an answer. We are like whosoever was with Bilkis in all her journey. We have no clue what to do.
Okay. Ma'am, just be with us. I want to go across to Shradhan Farasad. Shradhan, you heard what Shobha Gupta had to say. I mean, she's stunned, obviously. Bilkis even, I mean, God knows what's happening to Bilkis right now in her own head. Where is justice in this, in terms of, as a lawyer, what is the step forward? Can this be challenged in the Supreme Court?
No, so I agree with Shobha ji that, of course, this is a very shocking kind of a grant of remission. You see, there are three, 4 points. One is the gravity of the offense. It's a serious gang rape. Upheld in the most, in terms of the punishment being upheld in the most serious form right up to the Supreme Court. Like she pointed out, the highest amount of compensation granted in case of gang rape. So you can understand the highest court in the country has taken this very seriously. Now, remission is a power of a government. How can they exercise in such a serious case that power, and that too across the board, that is for all the accused? I could have understood that, okay, one accused has really reformed himself so much by the record of last 14 years that, you know, he has made himself a gun. And it happens. Sometimes it does happen. Like, you know, jail can change you. But how can it be across the board that each one of them have been granted remission? That really shows that this seems to be an order under some kind of a dictation. That is, we have taken a policy decision. Remission is not a matter of policy. You have to go into each person's conduct in jail, the seriousness of the crime, match all of that, and then grant it. I mean, if an RTI is tomorrow filed with the state of Gujarat, forget gang rape, even for regular rape, at the end of just 14 years, is the state of Gujarat granting remissions as a matter of right? I'm sure the results will be quite contrary to what has been done in this case. If just an RTI is filed to see in how many cases of rape remission has been granted. And I just want to make one final point. That both grant of remission and non-grant of remission, if there is a genuine case for remission and the government is wrongly discriminating, or as appears in this case, that there was not a case for remission given the seriousness and the amount of time spent, both can be challenged for in a writ court for judicial review. So those options are, of course, available. I mean, I'm sure it's
okay.
A very personal thing for the accused.
Shradhan, half a second.
Those options are available.
Shobha Gupta, you had a point to make. Go ahead.
See, as Shradhan was rightly saying, they have, like I was mentioning, they have granted a bulk remission.
Yes.
So, one, I would not agree with you, Shradhan, when it is whether their improvement here can be a factor prevailing over the crime committed. Two, they all improved.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's bizarre. It's again, as the your words, bulk order. It's as if it's just one sort of sweeping remission for everybody. Apparently, they've all improved according to the same standard.
And I also have a point. Why a matter like this? Why the witness has not? Why the victim has not been called and heard? Why not? This should be a major factor for consideration. Her safety concerns.
Yeah. Deshrukha
Then it has
Nigam.
been noted again and again, 450 pages judgment by one court, 450 pages judgment by another court. Can you imagine how many orders
right,
there
and,
are there,
this
which
entire
reports?
Process of justice seems to have come 360 degrees, is what you're saying. Deshrukha Nigam, just to the point on whether Bilkis Bano and her family should have been spoken to, consulted, or their opinion sought in a case like this, if not for anything else, then for her safety. Isn't that natural justice? Deshratanji?
Acha, the question is to me.
Yes.
See, let us be very clear. This remission has been done under Section 432 and 433 of CRPC, where the government has been given the powers. And this is happening because of the directions given by Supreme Court that this remission has to be considered under 1992 policy when the crime was committed, whatever the guidelines and the laws are there. So considering that, if you read 432 and 433, the opinion is taken from the concerned court from where the conviction has taken place. The government takes the opinion and then decides on it. And it has to be a well-reasoned order. I have not seen that order. The conduct of the person inside, whether it is improved or not healthy, has to be seen case by case basis. It cannot be a bulk. Every person must have applied, application must have been applied, and they must have applied their mind. It cannot be arbitrary, because then there is a, as my co-panelist lawyer said, there is a power of judicial review. The Supreme Court said they cannot take away the power of the state government, but it cannot be arbitrary, and therefore judicial review lies. And since this was pursuant to the direction of the Supreme Court, therefore they have taken this decision. Whether it is arbitrary or not, one has to go through the entire file and see what is the matter on record. None of us has seen that. That if somebody goes to the court, it will be scrutinized. One, I may have a separate, personal opinion, but everything is guided by law, existing law, which is
but
there.
Mr. Nigam, isn't there a problem in that law in our country where there are different standards for remission? In a case like this, with charges so severe and convictions so severe, should there not be one uniform standard which is applied in every case across the country? Why is it that people like this have gotten out after so many years when there are so many others who continue to languish? It's because there are different standards.
No. You have raised a very important question. Anybody who applies to the government has to follow a set procedure. They have to take an opinion from the court and then apply their mind. If there is any arbitrariness in there is a due process of law to take care of that. Secondly, take the case of Rajiv Gandhi's murder, a very heinous crime, but the Supreme Court, using Article 142, their inherent power, released him, saying because of the good conduct of that person, two people, Nalini and the other gentleman, the convict who was there. So they were released by the Supreme Court. So because of their good conduct.
After
so the law has been laid
after
down.
After 30 years.
Yes,
that
yes,
was
yes.
30
but,
years.
Yes, yes, because there
yes,
was a death 14 sentence.
14 years and 30 years, there's a massive difference.
So therefore, you must know the facts of that case because there was a death sentence.
But over here, it's 15 years. I mean, and that's just the point. If you walk out for something like this for a gang rape,
Let me answer. Please hear me out. In the Rajiv Gandhi's case, it was the death penalty was given, which was later after a number of years. After so many years, it was converted into a life imprisonment. And subsequently, then they applied that they have been inside. So the parameters are different. But I am saying a death penalty converted into life imprisonment and then set free because of the good conduct of that person.
Okay.
The law, we are talking about changing the law. As long as the law exists.
No, I understand. But, sir, the law has to be based on common sense as well. It has to be based on a sense of ethics. That's the basis of the law. I'm sure, sir, what you're saying is right. And you've been arguing, that it's not an illegal order which has been passed. That too is debatable. But the fact is, the law has to be based on a sense of justice. Has there been justice over here? In fact, one second,
that.
Sir. Shobhaji wanted
just
to come in.
10 seconds. Just give me 10 seconds, then Shobhaji can come and we can give you a comprehensive answer. When, a person commits a crime, the state comes into the shoes of the person who's gone through that crime. The state versus that accused takes place. The state is in the shoes. Therefore, the law needs to change whether the person who has suffered the crime must be heard or not. At this stage, there is no provision under the law where the person who has suffered the crime has to be heard, because the state is in the
shoes. The Gujarat government's own resolution of the 23rd of January 2014, Annexure 1, Clause 4C, categorically mentions, right, that the release of rape convicts is, it cannot be allowed. It's a violation of that.
Let me answer that as a lawyer. As long as 432 and 433 are there on a statute book and they are not amended, the Supreme Court will take precedence on 432 and 433 under which remissions
okay,
are
Okay, sir, half a second. Now let Shobhaji go ahead, ma'am.
Why 92 circular? And why not 2014 circular? Why at all Gujarat government circular? That was a investigation which was transferred to CBI by Supreme Court. The prosecuting agency was CBI. How come Gujarat government circular applicable at all? Three, you have 2005 constitution by judgment, you have 2016 constitution by judgment, you have several other judgments following them. Law is very settled, very clear. Remissions are not something which is routine, not to be done in cases like this. LI means till your last breath. Remissions in exceptional cases, not in gross crime of this nature. What have done with all those laws? 92 is gone back. We are talking which circulars at that point of time in the entire country you have very liberal remission rules, which have been criticized by Supreme Court, condemned, have been dealt with. In fact, in 2016 judgment, Supreme Court says we have time and again come across with such remission orders where it's very clear that they are very liberally granting remission and there is no policy properly being followed. And therefore, the guidelines were laid down.
Can I come in for 1 second?
Where have all that gone? Have you seen the Supreme Court order which has permitted, which has actually become the basis for this application to be applied? Only one accused Vishnu came to Supreme Court. Like, everything is so, different in this case. This particular accused went to High Court.
Right.
Asked for remission for his housewarming ceremony, not remission, parole for four
right.
weeks. That was declined. He filed an application seeking for early release on the basis of 92 policy. That was declined by High Court. Here, in place of filing a specially petition, he preferred a writ petition. Writ petition does not at all deal with the crime. What was the crime? Bilkis name, the Gujarat Roy thing, the gang rape, nothing comes in. And then the court says very well, 92 seems to be things. Maybe nothing else was brought to the court.
Right.
But the court said, on face of it, the order is something very, very, it's simple. You are in Gujarat jail, so Gujarat circular would apply. 92 would
That's
be
okay.
applicable.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
and make
yeah.
an application. Let the authorities pass an order. That was taken, as something every single accused applies. Nobody came in Supreme
okay.
Court except one.
All right. Okay. Just Deshratanji, just quickly respond to that because I need to go on to my next guest, Asaduddin Owaisi. Quickly, sir.
The fact is that as long as I said, the state governments have the power under 432 and 433 CRPC. It has not, even the circular is subject to these orders. And Supreme Court has therefore not taken away the rights of the state government and they have to use their discretion. And that discretion has not to be arbitrary. And I may have a different personal opinion, which I have. But this is what the law is. And one should talk about changing the law. Nobody should be, left.
No, but it's
cases,
also a question, sir, most respectfully about taking advantage of the law to try and get people out who should not be taken out.
Absolutely.
This comes in our country, in our India, on a day in which the Prime Minister stood on the ramparts of the Red Fort and spoke about the power of women, Nari Shakti, in our country. And on that day, these 11 people get out and they talk about streets. And I'm sure every point you're mentioning, Deshrat, the Nigam is correct. You're a lawyer, a very fine one from the Supreme Court. And therefore, I can't challenge you on those points. But that law has to be part of something which makes sense. Where is the sense
yes.
of getting
so
this
there,
woman to suffer in the manner that she has
so
all over again? 3 years ago, she got a house. She got a certain compensation. She was moving in a particular direction. I'm sure Bilkis Banu would want to throw that all away now.
So therefore, Vishnu, therefore, Vishnu, we must strive for change of a law. Heinous crimes like burning a train and roasting people or rape, none should be left. None
Absolutely.
Should be,
there is no one crime none. Is better than the others or more acceptable. That's not the point at all. Look, I need to wrap this up. And ma'am, I assume at some stage when Bilkis comes around to it, there would be a legal challenge. If we give up hope in the legal process in our country, then these crimes will unfortunately continue. And the crime today is perhaps the fact that these people have been allowed out in the manner in which they have. I'd like to thank you all for joining us. A couple of comments on coup. Karan writes and says, when a government takes such a decision, the hope of the victim in the system diminishes. Another comment, within hours of his praise for Nari Shakti in the Prime Minister's Independence Day speech, the convicts were freed. Well, earlier today I spoke to Asaduddin Owaisi, who's also expressed his deep concern at what has taken place. Listening. Mr. Owaisi, thanks very much for being with us. I think what's most surprising, Mr. Owaisi, is that there is a central government notification on Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav that in cases of remission, there are certain categories and people are not allowed to get out of jail, and it says quite clearly that those involved in cases of rape should not be allowed. Now, this is a June notification or a July notification. Is it not strange then that Gujarat would go ahead and release these 11?
Well, I wouldn't call it strange. I would call it that it is a deliberate attempt has been made by the Gujarat BJP government. Not only the central government guidelines, but they have even violated their own Gujarat Home Ministry guidelines, which says that anyone who commits a gang rape and murder should not be given remission. So this is a deliberate attempt, and we are seeing what is happening in Gujarat, that whether it's Maya Kodnani, she's out. There are many people who have been convicted in the 2002 pogrom, and they are out now. So I am not at all surprised. In fact, this is a continuous behavior of BJP. This is a clear example of majority appeasement, because the Gujarat assembly elections are forthcoming. So BJP feels that to win Gujarat, they will have to release all these people who happen to murder the relatives of Bilkis Banu, who happened to rape her, and who happened to kill her child. So it is unfortunate, and it is a deliberate attempt by BJP to indulge in majority appeasement to win the Gujarat state election.
Mr. Owaisi, the Gujarat additional chief secretary, was asked by journalists about how this release actually took place. And he says the age, the nature of the crime, and their behavior in prison actually govern their release. Again, if you commit some of the most heinous crimes in this country, had the new rape laws existed then as they exist now, these men could have been sentenced to death. But in this particular case, the reason given is behavior in prison and nature of the crime. How does the nature of the crime remotely justify their release from a legal standpoint?
It doesn't. And, this is a fantastic justification being given by the Gujarat government to release these people who have committed a heinous crime, and they should not have been released at all. Their own Home Ministry guidelines clearly tell that in case of remission cannot be given to people who have indulged in gang rape and murder, which happened with Bilkis Banu and her relatives. So, this is nothing but, trying to cover up a wrong decision which they have taken. But I am not at all surprised what we have seen in Gujarat in 2002. If this trial was not conducted in Maharashtra, I don't think so Bilkis Banu would have got justice, because the trial was conducted in Maharashtra. Even the High Court had given a sentence for life. So this is just sugarcoating the wrong decision. It is very unfortunate. It sends a wrong message to all the victims of rape crimes. And it is more unfortunate because the Prime Minister stood up on the Red Fort, on the ramparts of Red Fort yesterday, and he talked about strengthening, giving more power to women. This is not strengthening. You are weakening the women. You are making awarding the people who have committed heinous crime of rape and murder. So this sends the wrong message. And I hope that the BJP government would be brave enough to take back this decision, because this is not on. This is completely wrong, and this sends a wrong message to the Muslim community as well.
And Mr. Owaisi, it's not just the message. Let's think about the survivor, Bilkis herself. And this is what she said. I'll read out a small quote of hers after the Supreme Court verdict several years back, where she said, "The Honorable Supreme Court has let me know it stands with me. It understood my pain, my suffering, and my struggle to regain the constitutional rights that were lost in the violence of 2002. No citizen should have to suffer at the hands of the state whose duty it is to protect us." And now this, isn't this a slap on the face, in a sense, of that Supreme Court verdict, which protected her life?
Well, please allow me to say what I'm about to say. That is, you know, she has, I mean, this is again, a crime has been committed on Bilqis Bano. You know, the rape which happened to her, the killing of her 3-year-old daughter, you know, this has now come back. This is a fresh wound which has been given to Bilqis Bano by the BJP. And please understand that the people who committed this heinous crime, they were neighbors of Bilqis Bano.
Yes.
In fact, the day Bilqis Bano was being raped, her child was murdered, the bangles she was wearing on her hand were bought from one of the accused shop. So, you know, it makes it more dangerous, you know, and very, very unfortunate. And I hope that the good sense would prevail on BJP, but unfortunately, good sense is a paradox for BJP, but this sends the wrong message, and the wrong message is that BJP is completely biased towards people who commit a crime and who belong to a particular religion. Why not then release Rubina Memon, who's been incarcerated for 17 long years in the 93 Mumbai blast case? Why not people who are still in jail for Godhra crime? Why not people who are still for Tiffin bomb case? This clearly shows that BJP is completely biased. They don't care about the rule of law. They are hell-bent on using this remission policy to indulge in majority appeasement. And unfortunately, Bilqis Bano and her brave husband are revisiting the crime again now.